Blog Talk Radio.
Journalist Marketing Training Radio for this segment, Make Your Marketing Mark. Our goal in this segment is to champion entrepreneurs to step up and play full out in their marketing and create a ripple effect in order to make a huge impact through their efforts. I bring on some best level, high level marketing experts into this segment to empower you to make your mark in the world through your marketing. And we want you to make a greater global impact because the time is now to make your ripple and to make your marketing mark. And I am your cross-niche marketing facilitator, Alicia Nicole Waters, and I am serving as your cross-niche marketing journalist and cross-industries authority from www.aliciawaterscrossindustries.com. And I always start this segment off with a watermark marketing truth statement. So I want you to say to yourself, today, I take full responsibility for my present and next level success. I take quantum leaps to catapult my success and make my marketing mark. I abandon all illusionary comfort zones to take the required risk that's needed in order for me to up-level myself and my tribe. I am 100% committed to my target audience needs to serve them at the highest levels. And these actions are now yielding me the results and rewards I long for. And today we have a returning special guest, Tammy Ritchie from www.youcan2.com, and she is an inspirational mentor and life coach to many people all around the world, and I am so excited to have her back so that she can share even more with us today about herself, her services, and how she is making her marketing mark in the world at large. So I want to welcome back, Tammy.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you for having me back. I'm so excited to be sharing with you again, sharing and helping others learn from different experiences.
Yes, I am excited to have you back, too. And what you shared yesterday was phenomenal. And I would love for you if we could do sort of a brief recap of your story for those who maybe didn't tune in yesterday, to have you to share a little bit about who you are, and then we will get into your primary marketing specialty for helping entrepreneurs.
Okay, thanks. Well, my name is Tammy, and I am from Why You Can Too. And I guess my journey began around 8 years ago when I was an engineer for 17 years, and my little boy went missing whilst I was unpacking boxes in my new home. I went looking. I had a feeling. I got a feeling from the universe, I guess, that something was wrong. My intuition told me, caused me to go looking. And to my absolute disbelief, I actually found my little boy of 16 months floating and unconscious in my backyard pool. He was fully clothed with a nappy on, and I just could not believe it. Every parent's worst nightmare became my reality. I had to quickly get him out of the pool. No one was home, then no one came to my screen, and no, my home phone wasn't even connected when I tried to call emergency services. I was so disillusioned with him in my arms. I raced inside, and a power came over me, a power I'd never ever felt before. I knew the skills of CPR because of my engineering, but I had to utilize that on him and lay him down. And fortunately, I did CPR and I saved his little life. That was my key. That was my moment. Mm-hmm. Was it an adversity? Absolutely. The worst adversity you can imagine. But it became my mission. My intention was I felt so blessed that I had my little boy with me, and I needed to help others avoid the pain that I'd been through, because it, I'll never forget that day. So first aid you can do was developed, and it's a training teaching others how to do CPR and first aid with experience and accelerated learning techniques, so that they don't just get it for the tick in the box. They actually feel like they learned something. Along the journey, we've also developed safety products as well to help others, which are the inflatable rashies, to help others have one as well. I've been doing that for 7 years now, which is incredible. It's highly sought after. I've won a lot of national awards. I've done a lot of things with the Queensland government on a safety campaign, and been in the media as well. So I had during the time, I've had a lot of other adversities come my way, my own health journey, my children's health journey, and just many other adversities like people do have, but I seem to have an excess amount. But those signs were coming to me, and I knew that I needed to make a massive impact in the world, a bigger impact than what I was already doing. So You Can Too came about because I'm helping others discover their why, decide they can do it, and live the life they deserve, and just know that that adversity does not need to be, they do not need to become a victim. They can be the victor in this, and it's the diamond in disguise. I've had to do this with my children, my own children, through their own adversities, the health issues that we've had to go through, and I just see them thrive and go from strength to strength. So I knew that I had to actually honour this calling and actually do this as well. So I do speak at events, run my own events as well. I help many people through my coaching as well, and just live the life that they deserve.
Yes, you do that so well. When I go to your site and I just, you know, read up on all the things that you do, and then what I see from you in social media, as I mentioned yesterday, that you are just priceless. I mean, you have so much value to share and to add to the world, and you really help people to see that they are worth it. And I love your motto, you know, why you can too. And I also want to make mention to our listeners that we're going to be sharing a lot in this segment, and Tammy's going to be pouring her heart out. But I also want you to know that you can also find her information in the show description. So in those notes, you can see several sites that she has that you can learn and be able to connect with her even more. But I'm so fascinated by your story because it's so touching. It's a heartfelt story because it's bittersweet. I mean, to go through what you went through with your son and then be able to revive him, I mean, that's miraculous. And I think it's really important for those who are listening to understand that when you are showing up in the world fully, such as you are, that it is our life experiences that really do make us who we are. And that's how we really truly start to make our mark, is when we tap into the personal things that have happened to us, and then somehow we're able to translate that into our professional experience. And so I just love hearing you speak and share your passions, and also just your transparency and the ability to be vulnerable to share those experiences and to share your adversities and the obstacles that you've overcome, and that's how you're showing up in the world to help other people, you know that they can do the same. So you are just a total delight.
Absolutely. I kind of think as well that, you know, the adversity is happening. Whilst the adversity is happening, I've got the ability, and anyone can do this, because whatever energy we put onto that, is going to expand. What we focus on expands, okay? If there's negative energy and it's poor me, it's going to continue to grow. If you can try to remain calm in the situation and, you know, really remain calm and just focus on the and be optimistic and focus on the end goal that you want to achieve, then you're going to have a much better outcome. And that's what I've been able to do, and that's what I actually love helping others understand as well.
Yeah, you're so excellent at that. and this is why, just the way you share who you are and weave in all of those golden nuggets of your experience, people might not see how that really ties into marketing, but it really is, because it's your story, and people connect to the story, and they want real, authentic people who are truly sharing their hearts and truly sharing their passion. That's how you build that know, like, and trust factor with your target market. And the way that you effectively do that, by communicating through sharing your heart and sharing your story, I mean, it's very epic. It's needed even more in this day and age, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, Lisa, there's absolutely no better way. I'm actually being coached by the beautiful Lisa Nichols at the moment, who's an absolutely amazing rocket. Yes, yeah. And I love the way that she delivers her training, and there's no better way to deliver the training and make the marketing mark by, you know, sharing a story that's affected to you, and then teaching the content from the story rather than the other way around. And also, just as you mentioned, emotion, you know, like the fear, like, you know, building up the emotion, saying people can relate, being authentic, they can relate to me, to go, oh my goodness, I'm a mum, that can happen to me as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, right? Yeah.
And then the fear of, oh my goodness, if that could happen to her, then, you know, so in a way, emotion is an amazing thing to sell. But I also try to be creative as well, because I was a woman on a mission that needed to get this message out. I thought, what could I do to attract people to come in and actually to do my training and to utilize my services?
Yeah.
So I helped other resorts. For instance, I approached certain resorts from here on the Gold Coast, and I actually said to them, you know, I have this touch with every single client when I'm teaching them before the training, on my website, after, as a thank you letter, where I can actually then say, hey, as a thank you for coming along and utilizing my services, and also helping me make a huge mark by contributing to a foundation that means so much to me, you can actually have a chance to win holidays. Now, people think, wow, that's incredible. I can come to you not only for the story, but chance to win the holidays, you know. And I'm supporting.
Yeah.
I love how you mentioned in the beginning, you know, we're doing this marketing mark to actually make that ripple effect and make our mark in the world. Absolutely doing that by supporting. I'm the fundraising manager of the Drowning Prevention and Awareness Foundation, and by me being creative and doing these things, I'm actually helping a charity in a massive way.
Oh, that's amazing, and that's wonderful. I'm so glad you're making that impact and you're sharing that with us, because, you know, that's important. And I have to say this, when I was setting up the show, I said, I really, with her, I want to go in a totally different direction than I normally do in this particular segment, because I really wanted our listeners to really feel who you are and the story that you bring. And it's not just one, I mean, because your journey is layered and it's impeccable because that's the place in which you create your best from. And that's not saying that we need pain in order to, you know, produce our best, but I really see it as how a diamond is in the coal. And when you press and put the pressure on that coal, it brings forth the diamond. And that's why I was saying that you are someone, what you do is just, I mean, it's priceless. You can't really even put, I mean, you just, I can't even explain it, but I mean, you really bring out the worth in people. And it's only because your own worth is shining through. And it's those obstacles or those pressures in life that really have, you know, pressed your diamond and extracted it forth, and that's why you're able to do what you're doing in the world so magnificently. So I do want to ask this, because I want to jump into some questions really quick, and I would love for you to share what your primary marketing specialty is for helping entrepreneurs, and also you can restate the name of your service again as well.
Yes, certainly. Well, as you mentioned as well, sometimes helping others break through and jump through that comfort zone, that uncomfortable phase of doing some crazy things to get their message out there. People are held back by doing things because of the fear of what others may think or what they may look like.
Yeah.
And if you can break through that fear and actually just, you know, and just do it anyway and don't worry what people think, you actually really shine. So, you know, I've got the inflatable rashies that are an amazing product, and they help others avoid the pain that we've been through. They blow up. Well, you know, like they actually blow up around the chest, so the person they can only bob up and down. They can't ingest the water. So one of my marketing strategies was, you know what, I'm going to wear this thing out in public and blow it up. And, you know, like people are just like looking, going, wow, what is that? You know, because you're different, you stand out. People are going to ask.
Yeah, right,
It's a square peg in the world that can't get into the round holes that stand out. And you look through history, look at our great leaders, and every single person was absolutely like that, doing something different that others aren't doing. Obviously, there's the emotional side of it that you can as well. But also surrounding yourself with a tribe of like-minded people that can really hold you up and keep you accountable.
Yes.
Like, I mean, I have an accountability partner every day, And so, you know, when you're having a down day, you can just vent and get some feedback. It really does help you stay on track as well, you know, and just be true to yourself. You know, clear the clutter from your head and just go and try to just listen, tune into your heart through meditation. Creating space is amazing as well, to actually then into what you're meant to be doing and just follow the path. The marketing strategies come when you're doing all of those type of things, you know, like being authentic. One thing I did want to talk about, what I really, really did notice during the journey, is the power of relationships. Cannot underemphasize that at all. You know, like people love to actually share their story, but they also love to be known that they've been heard as well. So, you know, going out and meeting people and listening to their stories and showing empathy and being authentic and, you know, really, really listening and everything, and helping them, then they and referring their services, because then you know, like I'm known as the connection queen because I know so many people, because I have put myself out there and used it as my marketing strategy. I love people. I love hearing their journeys, and I absolutely refer. You know, and then they tend to do the same for me. So it's just, you know, the power of relationships is another key thing that I probably use as well. And also aligning yourself with charity organizations, as I have done, because people are going to want to actually spend their dollar with someone that is making a difference rather than someone that is just doing it for their own gain, you know. Like,
that's important,
Another thing I like to do is, because all of these things take time, is raising your energy, doing some strategies. I've got like different workshops that I do where I teach this stuff so that you're raising your energy vibration so that it's effortless. The people just show up.
Yeah.
The people, you know, I look at my training and I just think, wow, I've you know, highly sought after, and it's in all different organizations that I would never have dreamt of. But it's because I've raised my energy and wanted to be around them. And another great thing is to mimic great leaders as well, that you want to be like, you know, have a look at who they are, what they represent. And, you know, absolutely, just, you know, it's all about being true to yourself and being you and getting in there, making your mark, being the person and being the change that you want to be and see in the world, and then the people will come.
You are so right. Wow. I mean, you said that beautifully. That was just wonderful. And I'm so glad that you are expressing it the way that you are, because it's really important for people to really understand, if you're truly going to show up, and the key thing that you said was about being true to yourself and not necessarily getting so caught up in the business frameworks and all the different tactics. You have to find a way to connect to who you truly are and then display that in the world. That is the first huge mark that individuals have to make. You know, entrepreneurs, it's fine if you're learning the business strategies and the marketing strategies. I'm all for those. But what Tammy is talking about here, this is your true connection point to your power. Will you connect to that true power of who you are, authentically who you're uniquely here to be? That's what's going to flow out, and that right there is what's going to make the change that you're talking about, Tammy. I'm loving
Absolutely.
This. I'm so glad. I love what you're sharing.
It was like the biz plan, for instance. I know people do the business plans. It's amazing. But set the intention, so if you've got something that you need to do that you know, it takes the breath away, you know, hours pass effortlessly, you know, the time is no matter, you know. And the business plan, I did not have a business plan at all because I was an engineer for 17 years that was a woman on a mission. And not to say that business plans aren't great, but I just didn't utilize one because I emanated that energy and, you know, I went out there, went out of the comfort zone, did some things to actually make a difference, to go out and meet people, build the relationships, and the rest just came. Do you know what I mean? Like, so,
I totally relate, yes. Yeah, I resonate with everything that you're saying, and that's why I'm just like, well, I just want to sit back and just allow her just to go at it because, I mean, you are just pouring out from your overflow, and that's why I knew. I said, when I bring her into this segment, I definitely want this to be one that is going to really make a huge difference. All of them do, but the way that you share and your story and how you lead into what it is that you do, I think that you are modeling perfectly for entrepreneurs who aren't even sure how to articulate their message or how to, you know, share their story and weave in what it is that they do. And to me, it's just pouring out of you. And so I just love it. You're making such a huge mark in this segment right now. And I knew you would because, like I said, you're most welcome. I am really thoroughly enjoying everything that you're sharing. And, of course, I want to continue. So, so you've talked about your passion and your marketing specialty. I always ask this question, you know, why do you think it's so important to make a mark through marketing? A lot of people say, well, I'm making my mark in the world. I'm taking my stand. But why do you think it's so important to use marketing as the vehicle to do that?
Well, you can have any sort of product in the world, but without the right marketing, it is just a product. It is the service will remain, the product will remain in the warehouse and it won't go anywhere. So the marketing part of it and being creative about that is going to be the thing that is going to help get the thing out there, the product or the wonderful service that you do out there to actually help others understand and see and understand your passion as to why it was created and understand their why they cannot live without that product. Because at the end of the day, it is about
customer.
And, you know, through it all, I've always, you know, being an engineer as well, I used to use my brain a lot. I now use my heart a lot. But I used to think, okay, what causes me to purchase that product? What causes me to go to that store or that service? Those type of things that, you know, the old, good old-fashioned things as well are going to make me want to come back and back and back. And so you just implementing or looking and seeing what you want to feel when you're purchasing something and putting that in your marketing mark. Because people will always, always, always remember how you made them feel. So my clients, I just secured two more larger contracts just last week because thank you. In my training, I'm just doing what I need to do and I'm giving my participants and my clients 100% every single time, no matter what's going on in my world, they are right there and there, so special to me. And in that room, there's two people that I wasn't even aware of that were like, wow, it made us feel like this is amazing. It wasn't just a tick in the box. We actually understand and we get your feeling and we know that we implement this. And so then they've actually, you know, got me into two other large contracts, which is ongoing work. And I didn't sit, I mean, that wasn't something that I set out to do because I said I didn't know. But if you can actually make every single person that you come across feel special, like they've walked away, they come into your store to buy a chocolate, for instance, you know, good old-fashioned packaging, and talking to them, even a stranger, like a stranger comes into your shop, for instance,
mm-hmm.
and I use a thing called Form C. It's called S-S-O-R-M-C, to find out a little bit about them, because people love talking about themselves, and if they can feel heard, then it's even that much better. And then you target the emotion as well. If you want to sell them, like if you're at a meeting and you want to, you've got a product that can actually absolutely suit their needs, then you
mm-hmm,
can actually then focus on that hurt as to why they need the product and what the implication
yes.
would be if they did not have your product as well. Do you know what I mean? Like
mm-hmm.
so, it's building their
yes.
relationship. Yeah, asking about them, finding their hurt. You're not owning the conversation. You're actually guiding it, and they're giving you the information that you know, and then you can come in and offer your service as a great solution for their problem.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so beautifully stated. Everything you're saying, I mean, it's huge. It's so important, and you serve your clients and corporations. You serve them at the highest level. And the reason why you can do that is because, Tammy, you're so very much connected to your truth. You're connected to your worth. And that's why when you connect with someone, you can treat every person like they are the most important person on the planet, because you've given that love to yourself and that truth and respect and honor to yourself. And it's very evident. I mean, it's spewing out of you. And you mentioned earlier about vibrations. Your vibrations are so off the chart. They're out of this world. and that's what raises other people up.
And nothing that I ever do or I promote or I offer, I've not done myself, you know? Like,
right.
I've had to overcome health issues, and it worked. You know what I mean? I feel amazing absolutely every day and felt a transformation. I was like, wow, I need to help others feel this incredible and this amazing every day. So, you know, and then vibrating at that high energy, people see it and they see, oh, my goodness, there's something about this woman I need to be around, and they come to me. So rather than me selling or protecting them, they're like, because I'm seeing the change that I want to see in the world, they're coming to me and they see the difference, and they're like, tell us what you do. That's incredible. How can we come on board? Or, you know, like, and as again, focusing on their emotional needs. Like, so they, if someone says, for instance, oh, I'm feeling so tired and worn out, I can't even play with my children. How will that feel for you in 12 months' time if nothing's changed? You know, if you utilize this system, you know, I do a nutritional system as well. If you utilize this system, that can actually help you feel amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it myself. And, you know, and it's taking the hurt, taking them back, but getting them to the hurt, you need to open up the conversation and listen to them and make them feel important and make them feel heard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not a sneaky thing at all. It's being authentic, and you absolutely want to help people as well.
That's right, and you're meeting them where they are at different levels, whether it's their point of pain or just the needing to take what they're doing in their lives to the next level. And I love this conversation, I must say. I am thoroughly enjoying you and your energy, your vibrations. I mean, they are phenomenal. I don't know if the audience can pick up on that, but she definitely you heighten people to really be the absolute best that they can be. Like I said, your energy, your essence is just phenomenal. I just being with you in this segment is really doing a whole lot for me too, and I'm really grateful, because this is what it takes to truly show up fully and play full out in whatever it is, you know, that individuals are doing. But as it relates to their business and their marketing, it's these core concepts that you're sharing, Tammy, that really help people to hit a home run. And so I'm loving this, and that's why I said I really wanted to take this particular show sort of in a different direction than normal, because I knew that you have a lot that you could really just pour out to really get deep with the audience and help them to connect with their truth, and I'm definitely sure that that's being accomplished through this segment today. So I also want to ask you, since we've been talking about, you know, how you've been making your mark and how you help others to make their mark, Is there a particular thing that is currently helping you personally and professionally to play full out in making your marketing mark?
Yeah, okay. So as I mentioned, a lot of this that I do is just being my authentic true self and learning to tune into who I am as a person and overcoming fears and just doing it. So not allowing anything to stop. Because when your why becomes bigger than your why not, you do become unstoppable, which I have done. So I actually think about this often, Alicia, because I have been to counsellors and stuff like that before with some of the adversities and things that I've been through. Like, I haven't even scratched the surface there. And a lot of them were like, wow, this is so incredible. It's just amazing how you can just hang on there and actually see the diamond for what it is, learn the lesson, and then help others to learn that same lesson, get that message out there so that we avoid the pain. So what I actually do as well is I've got a I was actually coaching a client of mine one particular day, and he was asking, because my mark is being the change in the world that you want to see, and so people will then come to you, right? And he was asking me, how do people come to you? Like, what? It's incredible. I just see it all the time. What is it? And he's done a lot of personal development, as I have as well, around the world, and we have done it together. So the things that I was teaching him were the things that I needed to utilize, even as a young child, to actually overcome some of the things that I needed to overcome as a young child, because I was adopted, and I was adopted into a home that I wasn't wanted. So, you know, I had to actually implement these things myself right from a young age. So my daily practices that I had, that I visualized, you know, I have like things that I dream and I visualize the different situation of where I needed to be, for instance, and what I needed to do, I now actually developed a program called Increase Your Vibe to Attract Your Tribe.
Nice, I like that.
So it's all about the things that, you know, I do on a daily basis or monthly basis to actually be the person that I want to be. But so probably answer to your question really is actually visualizing your outcome, where you want to be, and actually feeling it, not just visualizing it, feeling it, looking in the mirror every single day and acting as though you've already done it. I walk around as though I have $5 million in my pocket. Not that money's a big thing to me, but that just helps with my confidence, my poise. You know, I'm unstoppable. So that, you know, I've already achieved it, you know, and then things just come, because you're actually letting the universe know. They're not, the universe is not being confused. Your subconscious is not being confused. It's being definite. This is where you're going.
Yes.
And so that's why things will just show up. If you work on yourself, it will show up. So that's probably more to the point. Working on yourself, absolutely.
That's so important. Yes, that's so very, very important. Like I said, I love what you've been sharing, and I just thought it was very important to allow someone of not just your expertise but your caliber as well to really just share what it is that you really want to share with the world. And it just comes out of you, I mean, effortlessly. It's really beautiful. If you could really just sit back and watch yourself, it would be almost like the – I think it's Rumi that says that if you could just behold yourself, you would just bow down, you know, at the awness of the amazement. And you definitely are bringing that here in this segment today for sure.
There's a couple of other things that I probably would love to share as well. But, you know, like, again, we go back to the emotional edge as well. And this is another thing that I do utilize, making the mark. But when you're actually talking to and you are offering your services or your product, you want them to agree. So then it becomes their decision. So, for instance, incorporating the pain and the fear and the emotion into it. So something that they don't even think twice about. So, if you could, for instance, if you could see your baby without being there, take that step to the pool, fully clothed, you'd do anything to have a positive outcome, right?
Right.
What if it just took... What if it just took you participating in some training to learn the skills from those experiences has a potential to avoid that pain that many others have been through in order to protect them better? That'd be something that you'd be interested in, right? And if there was a product that could help you even better, you know, protect your toddlers when they wander off, because we know that 20 seconds can change your life forever, and toddlers are little curious little things. You know, and if this product could actually help keep their head above the water and save their life, would this be something that you're interested in? You know, those type of things. You're asking engaging questions, sharing your story, your information, but getting them to agree so that two yeses, they're like, they're already sold. They're already sold. They're already sold.
Exactly.
Where can
I sign? Becomes an easy yes.
Yes, yeah. And then also even with the health thing that I do, you know, it's the same thing. What would it feel like if you couldn't play with your child in 12 months' time because you were lacking this, for instance? But what would it feel like, you know, like if you can, if it all changed? You know what I mean? You're asking the engaging question, getting it out of the people and listening to them. You're only saying it and
empowering.
Then you shut up. You have two ears, one mouth, you listen. And then you're listening for key points. And that's probably another huge marketing thing, is but going back to the relationship thing. Yeah.
Yes, that is so wonderful. That is so wonderful. Like I said, I love everything that you're sharing today. And I want to ask you also to, of course, share your contact information. But before we go there, I want to know, is there anything that you're offering maybe in the present or the near future that's going to help others to make their marketing mark, even in relation to what you've been talking about today?
Absolutely. So what I've got with the training side of it, with the safety things to protect your loved ones, I often find first aid kits that, you know, like at shops and stuff like that, that have things in them, but no one knows how to utilize the things. So what I've put together, if people contact me, I can just email them Tammy's top 10 tips of household items that you can actually put in your first aid kit. And
they're going to be much better.
Yeah, yeah. So I talk about through my training that you don't need to have the best kit. You don't need to have this and this and this. But they do help. You know, there's lots of things you can do with household items. So I've got that if anyone wants to share. But also the increase, my signature program, Increase Your Vibe to Attract Your Tribe, I'm going to be taking that online as well, so I can actually get a lot more people. I've been running it face-to-face. I've run quite a number of programs last year, and everyone loves it. I've gotten the great feedback. So I can actually do that online as well, in a segment, in like a workshop online as such. So that'll be coming, and I'll be putting that on my YouCan2 site. But in particular, I'm still working on my YouCan2 site. So in particular, if they come and join my Facebook group, which is YouCan2, YUCAN2, whilst my website is being built, that's where they can contact me as well. So they can contact me that way via email as well and ask me for the tips that I've put in the first aid kit, but also ask me about the program that I've got coming up in the future.
Oh, that's wonderful. That it just sounds amazing. I mean, everything that you shared today has just been, it's been rich. I mean, totally rich. You have such a wonderful way of communicating and expressing yourself, and you really provide a holistic approach to how you engage marketing and business. And it's really through your lifestyle, through what you do, you know, every day. That's why when you share a story, it just comes so natural from you. And as you're sharing your concepts, they just all weave in just like a perfect tapestry. So I've been truly blessed to have you in this segment, and I want to know, is there a closing word that you would like for the listeners to be left with today? Because you shared so much, and I do want to also say to the listeners again that Tammy's information you can find in our show description in the notes there, but you have definitely poured out here today and made your mark. You're making your mark in the world. So. Any last words that you have?
I think the word for this year for me is transform. You know, transform. Yeah, because you did mention it before. You know, you put the pressure and power into something and it changes, you know, from the rock to the diamond. It's all about that transformation. And just another closing thing I wanted to share is just for doing the things that I do, and I do feel like a crazy one in the world, but the crazy ones in the world are the ones parent, but I see my children, and I see that, you know, what they are creating for themselves and all the things that they get offered, and it's because they're actually following my lead. So, it's amazing. So go out and transform the world, everybody.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And that's so powerful because it's the transformation that's going to bring about the change and bring about the results. And when we transform ourselves, we help to transform others. So you have definitely been amazing here in this segment. And like I said, what you bring to the table, I mean, it's just who can truly measure all of what you share? I mean, you're just great. I just can't put it any other way. And I definitely want to have you to come back and to be in multiple segments here, you know, on this platform. So I'm so looking forward to spending more time with you and doing a lot of different things with you because you are truly a phenomenal woman, making your mark in the world.
Well, thank you also for using the platform for yourself also to help so many people. You know, without these platforms and programs like you have, it makes it impossible. So, you know, very truly blessed and very grateful for being invited to come on your show yet again. And I cannot wait to be on your show in the near future again. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you again. I feel like I could just talk to you for hours. I appreciate you very much. I appreciate your kind words. And also just, again, appreciating who you are being and the lives that you're changing because you truly are making your mark, not just your marketing mark. You're making a huge mark in the world, and I think it's important that you really understand and hear from, I know you hear from many people, but please hear from my heart for sure. You are making a huge mark in the world.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. And I look forward to being with you again. So I'm going to send you best wishes and take care.
Take care, Lisa. Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. And I want to thank the listeners for tuning in to this segment of Make Your Marketing Mark. I am your cross-niche marketing journalist, Alicia Nicole Waters from www.AliciaWatersCrossIndustries.com, and as always, challenging you and empowering you to be the ripple and to be the mark and make your marketing mark. And as Tammy said, go out and transform the world. And God bless.